Who said Mexican cuisine is meat obsessed? This Mexican Vegan Soup Crosses Borders by Gabrielle Schiavone. I am a volunteer in a mutual aid food program called Tucson Food Share, which expanded operations during COVID-19 to feed people in Tucson, Arizona, where we are all visitors on Dona Otam lands in the Arizona-Sonora-Mexico borderlands. A vegan Mexican indigenous soup that my mother and grandmother brought over on their great migration from Navajoa, Sonora in the 1950s was included in Tucson Food Share's first batch of recipes placed inside food bags this summer. It flies in the face of some people's stereotypes about Mexico being such a meat-based culture. "Not my family's fideo," I tell them. Here is the recipe and the story behind the soup. Fideo, for me, is the quintessence of growing up in a family whose Mexican indigenous roots were diced by the border and had to regenerate themselves in a strange new land. This fideo emerges out of Tucson's west side and south side barrios, where part of my family ended up after settling from Sonora in Navajoa, Las Bocas, Ciudad Obregón, where part of my family remains. I can close my eyes and inhale the memories in whole gulps, the commanding scent of fried oil and roasted tomato fanning out from the kitchen, altering the climate of the whole house, alerting me that midday meal is afoot. Meet any Mexican family here in Tucson, and chances are they have their own distinct style of fideo. Take the local Lira family who owns the popular Tanya's 33 restaurant in Barrio Hollywood on Tucson's west side of the Santa Cruz River. You can order fideo on the menu in servings ranging from 3 ounces to a gallon. Although based on similar ingredients, Lira fideo will taste completely different than the one mapped out below, which we can call Camacho fideo from my mother's maiden name. Neither is better, they're just different. Our society is so commercialized that cuisine itself has become a kind of marketing tool of colonization. The idea that authentic cuisine is mainly a product to be bought and sold, one that consumers order as takeout or dine-in at a restaurant, whether family-owned or a corporate satellite, rather than one engendered by ancestral rites of passage. A fellow Chicanx friend of mine, we served together in the battle to save Tucson's Mexican-American Studies program after Arizona outlawed it in 2010, summarized this concept best when someone asked her to recommend the best Mexican food in town. She laughed in their face. "If I want Mexican food, I go to my house," she said, jeering from a sense of pride, a micro-resistance to cultural erasure. Camacho fideo crossed many borders, foreign and domestic, i.e., borders imposed by settler colonists and by patriarchal family rulers, to land on this page. Mama Maria and Nana Maria came to the U.S. from my mother's birthplace in Navajoa, Sonora, not long after what was called Operation Wetback, then the culmination of the largest national mobilization of U.S. boundary enforcement in U.S. history, detailed in MIGRA, A History of the U.S. Border Patrol, by Kelly Lytle Hernandez. Mama Maria learned to make this soup as a teenager in the mid-1960s, around the time that Tucson's Anglo property-owning voting base rammed through the pro-Pueblo Center redevelopment project and destroyed the cultural center of downtown Tucson, displacing African American and Asian American heritage as well, which Lidia Otero describes in her award-winning book La Calle: Spatial Conflicts and Urban Renewal in a Southwestern City. Constantly, then as today, Los Tucsonenses, the quote, "Mexicans in Tucson, particularly working-class Mexicans, were people without history," unquote. To quote Thomas Sheridan's book, banned by Arizona in 2012, Los Tucsonenses, The Mexican Community in Tucson, 1854 to 1941. Fidel sustained many families through these times of crises, continuing today as the Trump administration has locked up more brown children than any other time in U.S. history. Ever since Mama taught me sopa fideo de mi familia, I teach it to loved ones outside my family, and it's my honor to write it down for the first time here. Ingredients: 48 ounces of broth from scratch or store-bought, beef or veggie stock, veggie stock for vegan, of course, 8 ounces of tomato sauce from scratch or store-bought, 1 medium tomato diced, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 cloves garlic, 1.5 teaspoon salt, 1 onion half chopped, the other half kept whole, 4 celery sticks chopped, 4 carrot sticks chopped, 1 cup fideo noodles, find in quote-unquote Hispanic section of most grocery stores, often 50 cents per bag, 3/4 teaspoon pepper. You may substitute carrots with 16 ounces or 1 cup mixed vegetables. Suggested guidelines: bend and improvise as you wish. Number 1. In a 7-quart, more or less, pot, heat the 2 tablespoons oil. When warm, pour in the 1 cup fideo noodles and garlic. You may also add the chopped half onion and diced tomato if you like, or add during step 3. Optional: boil the carrots and celery separately in water if you desire softer veggies. If so, strain the veggies just before adding them during step 3. You can, alternatively, fry the carrots and celery at this stage if you wish. Number 2. Fry the garlic and fideo noodles until the noodles are golden brown. Number 3. Add your desired kind of soup broth along with a half onion, salt, and pepper. Bring to a boil. Add carrots and celery, or mixed vegetables, if not added already. Number 4, simmer for 20 minutes. Pairing suggestions: serve with corn or flour tortillas and or refried beans. Sprinkle shredded cheddar cheese and or chopped scallions in each bowl. Enjoy.